Hello and welcome. This is Catherine Merrow, the Pain Relief Coach, and today we're going to talk about pain in your lower back. What causes it, and how can you get rid of it? You might remember when you were young, and you didn't have back pain. And maybe you know that muscles basically rule everything in the body, and some of your muscles could be stronger than others. Some could be tighter, some could be weaker. You might have noticed that the muscles in one leg or one arm are stronger than muscles on the other side. Or maybe you didn't, but it could happen. When a muscle or a group of muscles, because they always work together, overpowers the opposite muscles, then you have a muscle imbalance. And when you have a muscular imbalance, that means you have muscles fighting against each other. Some are stronger, some are weaker. The weaker ones usually lose. They're the ones who get unhappy and end up with pain. Those muscles are usually in the back of your body. When your muscles are out of balance, and this can happen for many different reasons, habits, chairs, car seats, work positions, your shoes, the arches in your feet, many different reasons. But when your muscles are out of balance, they pull your bones and joints out of their normal position. This causes a lot of stress for your joints. Your back is supposed to have a nice little shallow curve to it right behind your waist, a curve that goes toward your belly button. But in some cases, muscle imbalances pull your spine and body out of alignment. You can lose that nice little curve in your low back, or you might have too much. Either way, it's a muscular imbalance, and it can cause pain in your lower back. Even the smallest muscle imbalance, over time, it just adds up, and it can put tremendous amounts of pressure and wear and tear on your body, and especially on the components of your spine, your vertebrae, your discs, and all the muscles that are around there, and of course all of the nerves that connect with the whole rest of your body, and they run right from your spine. Those muscle imbalances can lead to dysfunctions in your ability to move and back pain. And we don't like low back pain. So there are a lot of reasons that you might have muscle imbalances, including sports, activities, gardening, golfing, playing tennis, working out at the gym. Maybe you're making the muscles in your abdomen and your pecs too short and too tight, and the muscles in your back are getting overstretched. That's the most common scenario for back pain. Or maybe at work, you're sitting all day at a computer and you don't take any breaks to stretch. Maybe you're kind of slumped over your desk. Or maybe you have a poor working position if you work on a line or in a factory or under a car or under desks on computers. And sometimes even sudden pain that you get when you lift something and the pain grabs you, oh! That's only made possible because you've had months and months and months of uneven wear and tear on your body and pressure on the muscles caused by habits, car seats, you know, something that occurred. You didn't have back pain when you were a kid. You don't have to have it now. It's possible that you have had muscle imbalances for 10, 20, 30 years or more. And there is a system that's called muscle balance therapy, and that helps you restore your body back to where it used to be and get your muscles back in neutral and your skeleton back in neutral. And that's what I'm always talking about. Eliminate the cause of your pain. Your back doesn't hurt for just no reason. It's not just because you're getting old. Do not buy into that. That's not true. But what happens is when muscles aren't moved all the time the way they like to be, bones are not flexed around the joint in very comfortable ways. When something is pulling too hard in one way, something else is not able to pull back correctly, you get out of neutral, then you get into pain. That's why I'm always saying, always, always saying, we got to get rid of the cause and not just put a Band-Aid on it. If you take medications, any kind of pain medication, to get rid of your back pain, it's only going to work for a few moments or for a short time, maybe for 12 hours. But the underlying cause of the pain is not going to be treated by the medication. Anti-inflammatories reduce pain because if you have swelling or inflammation in your tissue, they'll help reduce the swelling or inflammation. But they don't get rid of the underlying cause or the tightness or soreness caused by your muscle imbalances. Muscle imbalance just very simply means your body's out of balance. Could be a tilt from side to side. Could be you've lost that lovely low back curve that you had when you were a toddler and you were just learning to walk. Could be any number of reasons. But medications and anti-inflammatories might make you feel better in the short run, but they are not the answer. And they are drugs, so they have side effects. And we don't like side effects. That's another reason I'm always saying go the natural route. Natural medicine, massage, muscle therapy, stretching, ice, cold, doesn't kill people. It doesn't hospitalize people. It doesn't cause damage to your intestines and your stomach. It doesn't give you any of the side effects that drug therapy can. If you read the little pamphlets that come with all the medications, you'll see they all have about a paragraph full of side effects. Don't just not read it and think, oh, this won't apply to me. You have to read it so that if you experience something, you can say, oh, yeah, I think that was a side effect. Maybe I'd better talk to my doctor. Maybe I should not be taking this medication. They all cause side effects. Muscle relaxants, they help your body a little bit. They help relax your muscles. Maybe so you feel a bit better, a little more neutral and balanced. But the problem with muscle relaxants is they relax all of your muscles. And only some of the muscles are causing the problem. And my understanding as a neuromuscular massage therapist is that muscle relaxants only help relax the parts of the muscles that are not in spasm. So the part that's in spasm or contraction already stays, just the muscles around it relax. And again, muscle relaxants, except for ice and heat, are drugs, and drugs have side effects. Sometimes the side effects are dangerous. Now, what about seeing a chiropractor for your back pain? Sometimes this helps. But if you have to keep going back to the chiropractor, that's because he or she is not addressing the cause of your pain in the first place. Your bones don't move on their own. Something pulls your spine out of alignment, if it's out of alignment, and that is your muscles. Muscles rule. Muscles win every time. Muscles move bones. Muscles move your body. Without muscles, you'd be going nowhere. So, if you never fix the muscle imbalances, you're going to get into dysfunction and pain and low back pain. That's no fun. Now, back surgeries are done much less often than they used to be. Why? How come? Because about 60% of them failed. Sometimes back pain actually is caused by perhaps a broken chip off a vertebrae that's pressing on a nerve. And the only way to repair that is by surgery. And I am so grateful for surgeons. I truly love surgeons and high-tech medicine, because if it weren't for that, I would not be here today talking with you. I didn't have any back surgery, but I had life-saving surgery. So back surgery had failed so often that it's actually the only surgery that has a syndrome named after it. And a syndrome is a bunch of symptoms altogether. So the syndrome named after failed back surgery is called failed back pain syndrome, or failed back pain surgery syndrome, I believe is more correct. So 6 out of 10 back surgeries didn't work. That's why doctors are doing fewer of them now. And, you know, surgery has a long recovery period. And just the discomfort following surgery can cause you to take more and more of those prescription drugs, which have, of course, those side effects. I had a client who was almost 90 when she had her first back surgery, and she thought it would help the pain in her low backs and the pain in her legs. And she spent a lot of time sitting, and the worse it got, the more she sat, the worse it got. That's a cycle that sometimes happens with pain. The more you hurt, the less you do, the more you hurt. It just keeps cycling around and around. And that's what she had started to do. And the first back surgery didn't help, not at all. Plus, she had several weeks that she had to try to recuperate. When she went back to her surgeon, he said, well, you know, because of your age, I didn't want to keep you under the anesthetic too long. I didn't want to be in there too long. He said, I can go back in again and continue the work. And she said, okay. And so he did. And the second surgery also did not help. So she was in the same condition, except now she has had to recuperate through 2 surgeries, several weeks apiece. And she told me that she wished she had never even done the first one, because the recuperation debilitated her. When you're older, when you're a senior citizen, it takes longer to heal than when you're 20, 30, 40. And she was almost 90. She said she got so debilitated from just all of the sitting and inability to move and pain and the medications, that she was much worse off even after the second surgery than she was prior to the first surgery. So surgery has long recovery periods. You want to know, if you're thinking about surgery, you want to ask your doctor, your surgeon, many, many questions. How long is it going to take me to recuperate? How sure are you that I'm going to be better after I recuperate? What is the cause of my pain? And, you know, use your own logical brain. If the cause of your pain, for instance, is a bone chip, as I mentioned earlier, pressing into a nerve root, sometimes a bone can break off a little chip, that might be a good reason to have surgery. However, if the reason is because your discs are pressing on a nerve, or the vertebrae is pressing on a nerve, or you know what? You know why a lot of times those back surgeries didn't work? It's because just because you can see something on a test doesn't mean that that's the problem. Sometimes what they saw on the test, they said, oh, there's a disc here and it's moved out of place. Or, oh, the vertebrae, the spine bone has moved out of place. But that doesn't mean that that's the cause of the pain. Muscles cause pain. And this is widely overlooked by the medical community. So if your muscles are causing your pain and you have surgery to fix a structure instead of muscle therapy to relax the muscle, it's not going to help. It's just not going to help. It cannot help. Sometimes there are exercise programs that give everybody the same treatment, and they, again, ignore your specific causes of pain. Sometimes you might have been given some back pain exercises that seem to make it work worse. They seem to make your back pain worse. The reason for that is those are not the ones that you needed. They were not targeting whatever was causing your back pain. You know, sometimes an exercise can help one person, but it can hurt somebody else because your body is different than their body, and the cause of your pain may be different from theirs. Almost all medical treatments, almost all, not all, almost all, because almost all doctors do not have training in muscles, muscles being a primary cause of back pain. So almost all of these treatments focus on treating symptoms instead of getting rid of the cause. Your pain is just a symptom. It means something is causing it. The only way to get lasting relief is to start at the beginning and knock out the cause. Get rid of the cause of your pain so it won't come back. We don't want it to come back. If you'd like more information about getting your muscles back in balance, just click on the Muscle Balance Therapy link on this page. Just click on the link that says Muscle Balance Therapy, and you can get more information. And now we're going to talk about sciatica. Well, sciatica is often a nervy pain that runs from your hip down your leg. The sciatic nerve is big. It's about the size of your index finger. And a bunch of nerve roots come together from your spine and join up into one bigger nerve called the sciatic nerve, which runs down through your hip. When I say your hip, I don't mean the outside of your hip. I mean your big, powerful butt muscles. Those are called gluteal muscles, gluteal muscles. And when this nerve runs through there, you can get a nervy sensation, and it's not very comfortable. If you'd like to see pictures of what that nerve looks like as it runs through your hip or through your gluteal muscles, and it attaches, it comes from your spine, as I said, and it runs under a muscle called the piriformis muscle. Now, hopefully, it runs under or behind the piriformis muscle. And some lucky people, it runs in front of the muscle, and they really are lucky because that particular piriformis muscle cannot press on their sciatic nerve. And some unlucky people, it actually splits. The piriformis muscle splits and the nerve runs through it. And those poor folks, if the muscle is tight at all, they're going to get some aggravating pressure on their sciatic nerve. Well, if you want to get more information about that and see a picture of how the sciatic nerve runs through your hip, just click on the link that says sciatic relief. You don't have to do it now. You can do it after you're done listening. But that's where you will see pictures, if you scroll down a little bit, of that sciatic nerve. You'll get an idea of how big it is and see how it runs through your hip. Now, we already talked about muscle imbalances. When your muscles are out of balance, they pull on your bones and your joints. And this puts a lot of stress and pressure on your bones. That's what creates arthritis, you know. When muscles are pulling on bones, the bones throw out additional bony tissue to try to take the pressure off themselves. And that's a bone spur. Bone spurs are arthritis. There are over 640 muscles in your body. And almost every one of them can affect your spine. If just one of those muscles are out of balance, you could be in trouble, but you know what? It's never just one muscle. Muscles all belong to the same union. If one of them gets tight, probably everybody in his area is tight. If one of them walks out and goes on strike, you might have everybody going on strike. So if you had a sweet little red convertible, would you take good care of it? Sure you would. You'd put the right fuel in it. You have to do that with your body, too. If you put the wrong kind of food or fuel in your body, you can actually cause inflammation. You can cause irritation of nerves and of muscles. You got to put the right fuel in your body. If you smoke, smoking alters the blood vessels. That means your muscles may not get as much blood supply as they need to feel well. Smoking can cause back pain. Emotion can cause back pain. If your feet are out of alignment, if you have one flat arch, like I do, that can cause lower back pain. Anything that causes you to be out of balance, out of alignment, can cause your body to have pressure as on that sciatic nerve as it passes down through your gluteal muscles down into your leg. You don't want your back to blow out like a tire. You want to be in balance. What about herniations? If you have a herniated disc, sciatica can be caused by pressure on the nerve up in the spine. If you have a disc that's herniated or bulging, is another word, that means the disc is pushing out from between the vertebrae or the spine bones, and this can either be caused by a traumatic event like a car accident or just by sitting. Bodies, you know, are made to move. Muscles are made to move. You never see a baby just sitting or laying. They're moving, unless they're sleeping. And even if they're sleeping, they're probably moving. They're moving. The arms are going. The legs are going. They're working on those back muscles and those stomach muscles. And then we grow up and we sit in a chair and we watch TV for a whole bunch of hours. And we work on a computer for a whole bunch of hours. And oh my goodness, we stop moving our backs. And our muscles get unhappy. And the muscles get out of balance. Herniated discs are probably one of the most common diagnoses for sciatica, but a lot of times that diagnosis is used when the doctor can't find an explanation for the sciatic pain. You know, if a doctor looks at an x-ray or picture of any of our spines, he or she is going to see variations and distortions, but most of us have them, but we don't all have back pain. That means sometimes the disc is the cause, and a lot of times it's not the cause. You don't want to have surgery like my old lady client did. I'm almost an old lady too, I should rephrase that. Like my elderly lady client did. You don't want to have surgery that's not going to help. Darn it. You want it to help. So that's why I said to ask your doctor lots and lots and lots of questions. What causes a herniated disc? Well, they don't know what causes a herniated disc, but by George, they're going to fix it. Well, I'll tell you what causes a herniated disc. You got to work on your muscle imbalance. You've got to work on your posture. You've got to get that nice little curve back in your low back. You have to strengthen your abdominal muscles. You know the easiest way? Suck them in. Just squeeze those abdominal muscles back toward your spine. Push that belly button back toward your spine. You don't have to do sit-ups and crunches and all that stuff that aggravates backs and necks and spines. You just have to make strong muscles by squeezing your belly in. And you want to have long, strong abdominal muscles. You don't want to have short, tight abdominal muscles. You don't want to have short, tight muscles in the front of your body because they cause dysfunction along your spine and they cause sciatica. How do they cause sciatica? Because they'll take that nice curve out of your spine. Your spine's not ramrod straight. Your spine is supposed to have a little curve at the neck and another little gentle curve behind your waist. If you get too much of a curve so that your belly is protruding forward, or if you get a flat back so that you don't have a curve at all. That's muscle imbalance. How about spinal stenosis? Sciatica can also be caused by pressure on the sciatic nerve when the spinal canal narrows. Well, if you have a car accident, it might dislocate your spine and cause less space in the spinal canal, or it could cause little fractures of bone, fragments of bone in the spinal canal, or, you know what? Some people say maybe your spinal canal was too small when you were born, and in that case, it may show up as back pain in a pretty young person. But then if you have additional deformities, like that car accident or that bone fragment, then it can cause additional narrowing of the spinal canal. There's even a strange thing caused by drinking fluoride-containing water, fluoride-containing toothpaste, fluoride-containing insecticides may get on your skin. And this fluorosis can come from a number of different causes, but it can cause calcified, which means calcium deposits build up, on your spinal ligaments. Ligaments are soft tissue that hold your bones together. They're like the guy wires. Or it can cause softened bones, and it can cause degenerative conditions like spinal stenosis, but so can muscle imbalance and improper posture. That's a kind of hard one to say, improper posture. So the most important thing to do if you have a diagnosis of spinal stenosis is to make sure that you can get back as close to your normal curve in your spine as possible. The less normalcy you have to your spine, with too much curve, not enough curve, the tighter the space gets in the spinal canal. You have to identify and treat or address the muscle imbalances that are causing you to have improper posture. It's critical. And then there's another condition that might cause sciatica, and it's a lot less common. We're not going to talk about that one here, but if you click on the link that says sciatic relief, you're going to find it under condition number 4. That doesn't occur in very many people, but it occurs occasionally. So what's the secret to relief? If you want to have long-term relief from your lower back pain and sciatica, you have to start by getting rid of the cause. What is the cause? It's muscle imbalances. You have to figure out which muscle imbalances you have and then work toward improving them. Does this sound like a lot of work? Sure it does. Maybe it's going to be a lot of work, but it's not complicated, and you're worth it. If you don't take steps, what's going to happen? Maybe you'll end up having surgery. Maybe it will help. Maybe it won't. Maybe you'll end up having chronic back pain. I hope not. That's a miserable way to live. So think about the cause. You might need somebody to help you determine what's causing your posture to be out of alignment. You might see a muscle therapist or a neuromuscular massage therapist, or somebody to help you with that muscle imbalances. You might find information online, like you can find if you click on the links here. You have to assess yourself. What's going on in my body? What's causing my pain? Your doctor doesn't know why. I remember one time when I was having migraines. They were coming day. Every morning I'd wake up with the migraines, and I was so despondent. I went to my doctor, and I explained to her. I said, I think it's something in the muscles around my neck. I wake up every day with a headache. and a migraine. And she kind of pounced her hand. She just kind of pounced her little hand on my shoulder and said, "Does that hurt?" And I said, "No, but I still think it's something in the muscle." So you see, doctors are not trained about muscles. And she was willing to send me to a neurologist. And you know what he would have done? Medication. Because he doesn't look at the cause either. But that night when I went to bed, I used a different pillow. I used one of those shaped pillows. Tempur-Pedic makes them. Other companies make them too. They're shaped and they're foam. And I slept on that pillow and my neck seemed to relax and go back into its proper balance. And the next morning when I woke up and I laid there and I thought, my neck feels good and I don't have a headache. And I also did not twist my neck to look at the alarm clock, because I had also figured out in the meantime that twisting my neck was also aggravating the nerves. So you see, we can do things, twists and turns and tilts, that can really kick up the muscles in our low backs, as well as in our heads or other parts of our body. So you have to identify what's causing your dysfunction in your muscle imbalance, and then you have to treat those symptoms. Now, if your pain is so severe you can't move, you're going to do some other things first. You know, you're going to see your doctor. You're going to maybe take muscle relaxants. You might do some breathing movements. You might do some gentle stretching back and forth. You might even think about the emotions that are causing your back pain. If you can observe your back pain without tying any feelings into it, it's going to help you feel a little bit better. It's not going to make it go all the way away. Dr. Deepak Chopra says if you pay attention to your head pain, it will go away. Well, if you pay attention to it, it might lessen up a bit, but it's not necessarily going to go totally away. But be aware of your pain. What happens if I do a tiny movement with my waist this way? Tiny movement that way. Tiny movement. Little flexing, rolling, flexing back and forth. Little tiny movements. Remember, muscles like to move. Bodies like to move. That's how we were born. We were born with bodies and muscles that like to move. When you do this, it's going to start relaxing. Also, you might need to use some ice. To help it relax right off the back. Short-term pain, first 48, 72 hours, the rule of thumb is ice. Chronic pain that you've had for a long time, a lot of times it's heat. But a lot of times people only use heat on their symptom area, and that's not what they need. That's just a symptom. You got to use the heat where the cause is. You got to use other processes to get rid of the cause of your pain. You know, pain is a warning signal from your body. It's just telling you that you need to fix something. Don't get too attached to your pain. You don't need it, and it's just there to help you out. It's just telling you, I'm not happy about something. Please help me. I need you to fix it. Well, I wanted to thank you for listening to me today and being here with me. I want you to know that you do have options. There are ways that you can get rid of your back pain. Look for the cause, treat the cause, get rid of the pain. If you'd like to know more about me and my other natural pain relief websites, click the link that says The Pain Relief Coach. That would be me, Catherine Merrow. And right there at that website, you'll find a link to all of my natural pain relief sites. I hope you have a wonderful day. I hope you get rid of your back pain very quickly. And I look forward to talking with you again. I thank you very much. Goodbye.